Nate Powell is a Bloomington-based artist whose most recent book is March, a graphic novel co-written by Andrew Iden and Representative John Lewis. The book is a chronicle of Lewis's life. WFIU's James Gray spoke with Nate Powell about the surprising interweave of the civil rights movement and comic books.
I want to focus on one comic in particular.
This comic, which is called Martin Luther King and the Montgomery Story, is sort of a mysterious 1957 publication, which was released by an organization called the Fellowship of Reconciliation. And it's about the Montgomery bus boycotts.
One of March's co-writers, Andrew Iden, is trying to get a book published on this comic. It is not clear who wrote the comic Martin Luther King and the Montgomery Story, but it turned out to be a very important book because of the people it reached, like Representative John Lewis.
This comic is the impetus for March even existing. This comic circulated around in the late 50s. John Lewis remembers it floating around and reading it. Sometimes in interviews, people ask, like, so you had a copy?
And Lewis would reply,
the comic cost 10 cents at the time. I didn't have a copy because I didn't have 10 cents. But some friends of mine had it, and it always made its way around. But the important thing about the Montgomery Story is that, I mean, it's only like 14 pages of comics. In addition to sort of disseminating the information, it's also more or less a basic how-to of nonviolent resistance and organization.
The book is about how the Montgomery bus boycott was planned and executed for 15 months until the people of Montgomery got what they wanted, the desegregation of bus lines.
What's most important about this book is, as is covered in March, in the very beginning of 1960, end of 1959, John Lewis and his peers were getting ready to test the waters of desegregating these lunch counters. And they had done a couple of test sit-ins where they didn't actually sit in.
But they were establishing that they would not be served food if they sat at particular counters or tried to use particular services.
And they set a date. They're like, all right, next weekend, we're going to do this. We're going to do our first sit-in. And it happens that at that same time, just a couple days prior to John Lewis and his friends, in Greensboro, North Carolina, there were these four college students, also just these 20-year-olds, got their hands on Martin Luther King and the Montgomery Story. And it was just, you know, it was a weekend. They read the comic and they're like, whoa. And more or less, they're like, let's go have a sit-in. You know, let's go have a boycott. And they decided on that weekend that they were just going to go to Woolworth's and do what became the first major sit-in of the civil rights movement. Not only directly inspired by a comic, but more importantly, that it was done by 20-year-olds with no awareness that it was something that was emerging anywhere else in the country. It was amazing to sort of see the independent organism, you know, that is the struggle for justice, so that you have these different groups of young people who are getting the same ideas at the same time. And so John Lewis and his friends were gearing up for their first sit-in, and they caught wind, like on the radio, that it had just happened one state over. And it's incredibly exciting to them. So 6 days later, they did it for the first time. And then all of a sudden, you have a movement which is somehow organically sprung up in these independent places and quickly becomes interconnected.
For WFIU Arts, I'm James Gray.
Tomorrow, tune in for more of James Gray's conversation with Nate Powell. He'll be discussing the choices he made and techniques he implemented when bringing John Lewis's life to the printed page.